My daughter used to say, if she's working on a cake and she goes, I know it's going well. If she goes, I leave and go to my friends. My name is Sybil Carmichael. I work at the Sugar Shop. I am a cake decorator and I help run the shop. You put way more icing on than what you think you need. Once you get it all covered, then you can pull off, you know, level up and pull off what you don't need. You just need to get all those crumbs locked in. I don't like to bake. I don't like to make icing. I don't like to color the icing. I don't like to cover my boards. I don't like to ice cakes. I just like to decorate. But you have to do all that other to get to the decorating part. Square cakes are hard to ice. It's hard to get the corners. So I have found if you start here and come to the corner and here to the corner, it works better. Round cakes are easy. You just swoosh.
Well,
you have to have pictured in mind where you're going to start with. And oftentimes you have a picture to go by. You just start on it, you know, and, you know, it's one of those things that, I don't really like that. You just take that spatula and wipe it off and go again. Hey, Jenny.
How are you?
All right, what's going on? What you making?
Birthday.
Who this time?
One of his cousins. You made our wedding cake 9 years ago.
9 years ago.
Yesterday, yep.
Wow. Well, the first cake that I did was for one of the girls at the church. Her sister and I had done classes together, and so we made the cake, and we worked on it for hours and hours and hours and hours. And in 15 minutes, it was gone. And I said, how long we worked on that? You know, and it really was not that pretty. To go back and look at the pictures, you go, ooh, we didn't do such a good job on that. And then I said to myself, well, you did it once, you can do it again. I started teaching cake decorating in 1979. I always tell the classes, make your cake good first. Make it good first. And then make it pretty.
Okay, start down here like so. See, start down here to make it wrap. This is the hardest part of this class, is wrapping these wires. The flowers are not hard, it's wrapping the
this
wires.
This is called Course 4. It's a Wilton Course 4 class. It's advanced gum paste flowers on wires.
Okay, now you're going to brush the center of your flower.
When I first took the Course 2, the gum paste rolls, I almost cried when we got finished with it, because I literally have been wanting to do this for the last 10 years, but I just haven't taken the time out to do it for myself.
Okay, and then you're going to use a very small amount right at the base. And I tell my students all the time, you look at every piece, little dab of icing you put on it, but people walk up and they say, oh, there's the cake. Isn't that pretty? And they're gone. Had one friend, she was a couple of years younger than our youngest daughter, and her code to her mom was, when I get engaged, I'm going to come home and I'm going to say, call Sybil. So sure enough, when she got her engagement ring, she came home, hit the door, Mama, call Sybil. Oh, when they call and say, is such and such ready? You say, yes, and you're going to love it. So you set the stage. Every church parking lot has speed humps. But, you know, you just creep over them anyhow. Every bridge has a hump up and a hump down. The ridge cut used to be terrible, terrible going through the ridge cut. It was just so rough. You don't think about it. And unless you're carrying something like that or somebody's transporting you with a broken bone. We usually try to set our cakes up about 2 hours before. It's very rewarding, you know, when you set it up and you back up to make a picture of it and you say, ha, look what we did. It looks good.